Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. Today marks a constitutional deadline for Alaska lawmakers to end their regular session, but with a budget and a plan for addressing Alaska's multi-billion dollar budget deficit unresolved, more time is needed. Options include extending for another 10 days, which requires two-thirds support in each chamber, or looking to Governor Bill Walker to call a special session. House Minority Leader Charisse Millett said yesterday that her caucus was not inclined to support a 10-day extension. She says the House majority during the already extended session failed to stay focused on the budget and a fiscal solution. The House and Senate also remain at odds over oil tax and credit policy. While there's general agreement about ending cashable tax credits, House majority members have favored additional tax changes. The legislature approved 101 of Governor Bill Walker's appointments yesterday and voted down one. The only rejection was of Fairbanks resident Drew Phoenix. He has served as member of the State Commission for Human Rights since February. Phoenix says the vote is disheartening, and he believes it's because he is transgender. North Pole Republican Senator John Coghill, who voted against Phoenix, says it was because of Phoenix's history as an advocate.
When you're an advocate, you're pushing for a policy call. But when you're within that commission, you're looking out for people more even-handedly. And I couldn't get the comfort level that that would be the case in the Human Rights Commission with Drew.
Phoenix says the vote shows there's much work left to do. He says people change their ideas about transgender people when they get to know him.
Transgender ceases to be a word and becomes an individual who has values like they have. I'm a religious person. I'm Christian like they're Christian. You know, I love my family. I believe in working hard and contributing to the community. And we all share those same values. And that's how we learn to connect and learn to relate.
The vote for his appointment was defeated 35-24. The recovery of a body discovered off a road near Palmer has turned into a homicide investigation. The body of 26-year-old Jeremy Speaker was found Sunday afternoon near Mile 5, Kinnick River Road, south of Palmer. Speaker was found near two burned vehicles, which have been impounded as part of the investigation. And the Alaska Volcano Observatory says Bogoslav Volcano in the Aleutians erupted at 10:32 last night and continued for about 73 minutes, spewing ash. A pilot reported the eruption produced an ash cloud that reached 34,000 feet, and the observatory issued a warning to pilots. Wind pushed the clouds southwest. Ash can harm and stop jet engines. Bogoslav has been erupting periodically since the middle of December. The observatory says additional explosions producing high-altitude ash could occur at any time. Partly sunny skies for the rest of the day today for the capital city. High about 60 degrees. Low tonight with some clouds moving in, about 40 degrees. And weatherman's calling for rain showers for tomorrow. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest.